Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Could not keep it. Yeah. It was our teacher, it was our schoolmaster. So the law pointed us to Christ. And it says that if we are guilty of one of those, we're guilty of all. So we're in a bad predicament. But God gave us His Son who fulfilled the law. He didn't, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Jesus, see, this is what people thought Jesus Christ was preaching bad, because He was saying, hey, you know, we got, you know, it's grace, it's not the law. They thought He was getting rid of the law. He said, no, I came to fulfill it. The law is good. I'm telling you, I'm fulfilling the law. Matter of fact, He told them, you know, that thy kingdom come. You know, repent now and be baptized. Behold, the kingdom is at hand. He was telling them, hey, I'm here. I'm here. Now what you need to do is repent, is what He was telling them to do. And this was really tough because they didn't think they sinned, so they didn't think they had to repent. So Jesus Christ was telling them that they were guilty of sin. And this is what they needed to be delivered from. Now, here's a scripture here. It says this in John chapter 8, verse 32. It says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Wow. I don't know about you, but there's many a times I'm in a situation and, you know, I don't have all the facts. And when I don't have all the facts, you can deceive me and go in a different way. But when you put the truth on the table and the light is shining all on it, I can make a good decision. The truth will make you free. Whenever, you know, when someone presents a half truth as the whole truth, it's an untruth. We have to know the entire truth. And this is what Jesus Christ was saying. He says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, He answers the question Himself. Who is the truth? He answers the question right here. Jesus Christ in John 14:6 says this. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
John 3:16.
That was John 14:6. So look, He said, hey, if you know the truth, He is the truth. So when we know Jesus Christ, He sets us free. We're free from what? The bondage of sin. Well, you know, Paul in the book of Romans, I'm telling you, get to that. He actually talks about a scenario. He said, when I would do good, evil is always present with me. He said, I serve the Lord God with His mind, but His flesh, the law of sin. So we're stuck. Paul said there's a great battle going on in us. And that's the battle of that flesh and that spirit. But the Bible said, whom ye yield yourselves to, that's whose servants you are to obey. So what we need to do is, so Paul was saying, hey, I'm going to yield to the Spirit, because with the Spirit, I'm serving Christ. Now, whenever you yield to the Spirit, you got to understand this. It's a mind thing. You know, Satan simply wants to get into your mind and control you. Because that's how he gets you. Through TV, through radio, through all this internet, and all these external sources trying to control the way you think. The Bible says, as a man what? Thinketh in his heart, so is he. So Satan knows that he cannot get your eternity, your salvation. So for those that are not saved, he is controlling their mind. And for those that are saved, he's trying to control their mind. So a lot of Christians get hooked up into a lot of things, and they think they're doing God's will, but Satan is just moving them like puppeteers, and they're off in the place where God doesn't want them to. They're in bondage. You know, here's what Jesus was saying. He said, whom the Son has set free, you free.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.